my God, this is kind of working now. It's GRD's Weekly. Hello, everybody. Welcome live to RavenCon.
Lost episode volume.
I am so glad everybody found their way here because this is a maze. It's a science experiment. There's cheese, and I swear if I see two girls in blue dresses in a hall, out of this bitch. So we're the folks from GeekRadioDaily.com. Oh yeah, where's the bell?
I don't know. Did we pack a bell?
We did. Oh well, it's somewhere.
If you have
That's why we have a recording
have
version
the
of the actual bell. So we're gathered around the day. The folks bringing you things. The lady that realizes what she loves in the world. That there's the Flintstress.
Yeah, would.
And hi there. How you doing? Sitting next to her, the gentleman that's just figuring out what life really is. It's Saucy.
Did I do something wrong this morning, or has the world always been like this, and I've been too wrapped up in myself to notice?
Sitting next to me, the patron saint of our fine program, podcasting. Siegfried.
I'll stay because I'm full of utter confidence.
Nice. You've done well. I'm the wonderful Billy Flynn.
Apparently, I'm volatile, self-obsessed, and don't play well with others.
And our special guest
right.
Sitting at the end of the table, the man, the myth, the legend. You want to be DJ?
He's
the
double legend.
Exactly. You have so many names.
Yeah, I'm good with just Syrinx.
Wow, you're the loudest one of all of us. You're just who now?
Syrinx.
Hey, it's you.
Yeah, the tiny man you see when you take enough pills.
So, let's get this thing going. Please, somebody do it and tell me, what have you been doing geeky? How about you?
I've been doing lots of geeky stuff. We'll start with Game of Thrones. Everybody watch the new seasons on? Yes? Game of Thrones?
Grandma.
People are all looking at me like, I've never even heard of it. Yeah, Grandma, no, indeed. Right? I just have to say, Brienne, this was like the moment that we've been waiting for. I was so excited. If you haven't watched the episode, earmuffs. But yeah, she finally like achieves what she's been going for, and she slashes and she fights. And what did you think of Game of Thrones?
That was flipping amazing. We waited all this time for it, but yeah, it's not a show you want to watch with people that don't understand what's going on. Yeah. I know, you're telling me that, but I can't control it any more than what I'm... See? The feedback. I appreciate all the things you've done. Thumbs up, thumbs down. But yeah, no, it's awesome, although since the entire internet's going crazy over the choker and the age thing... I have to point out to everybody, because I remember these things, that we saw her naked in a bathtub without a choker before. So what's going on?
Really? Oh, I forgot about that.
Thank
she wasn't
you.
Still wearing the choker?
I do not forget my nude scenes in Game of Thrones.
Maybe I wasn't paying attention to the choker.
Somewhere.
Oh, right. But it probably has something to do with the fact that we're going to see something happen in the next episode with her. I don't know. I'm predicting that she brings back Jon Snow, even though he's like way dead. But it could happen. It could happen.
And damn you, HBO, for lying in the game description. In the description for that particular episode, it specifically said, learn the fate of Jon Snow. You didn't teach it. That's not the fate. It's
his
not
fate
done.
Was move him inside. That's all that will happen.
Learn the fate of his body.
He went from here to there, and all was well.
Have you seen the meme going around where it's Davos and one of the other men of the Night's Watch with Jon Snow and Weekend at Bernie's? Additionally, Vikings is another show that we watch,
right?
So we're caught up on Vikings. And sometimes Vikings sucks. And, okay, I like it. But sometimes what they suck is that they always cast too many people who look the same. They've got all these, like, brown-haired girls that are all over the world. And it's just kind of like, okay, they all look the same. Can't you just cast somebody who looks a little bit different? So it's hard for me to keep track of, like, who's who sometimes in Vikings. But Ragnar Lothbrok is still kind of a badass. Except here, in this last episode, they at the end of the episode, they jumped, like, what, like... 10 years in the future?
I don't know. A lot.
But then people who were dead aren't dead anymore, and so it's just kind of like, I don't know. Ragnar Lothbrok is on drugs in Vikings at this point. He's on opium from China, and I think we were supposed to all be on drugs in order to understand what was going on, so I missed that memo. They weren't passing it out, you know, home to home or anything like that, so
home.
I feel like I just don't know what's going on, but maybe next episode we will finally see. But Bjorn's beard was epic. He had, like, this, like, ZZ Top beard.
Yeah, but they straight skipped over his daughter being dead. Now we don't know, like...
That's because she no longer has legs, and she would not know how to use them. Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate that. That was for you. The jokes are for the three people that get them. If you were one of them, good. If not, wait, there'll be another one.
There's certainly an album with the sharp-dressed men.
Oh. It just took me a while.
We should have a TV dinner.
We should.
Oh, no.
know their songs.
I didn't know that one either.
You don't know the TV Dinner song?
No.
But ZZ Top?
I know two ZZ Top songs.
No, you know more than that, because Tush, you know Tush, and that's a ZZ Top song, and you always forget.
That's true.
Just looking for some Tush, cheap sunglasses.
Okay, also I'm a geeky sweet. We watched the season finale of Supergirl. And I love Supergirl. I thought it was super fun, if you will. And the episode, just to see her character development over the season, I think has been really good. And just the positive, I mean, the baby watches it with us, because I know that there'll be some violence, but it's not ever going to be too crazy bad. And yeah, I'm definitely enjoying Supergirl. Yeah.
See, she likes it too.
She does. And then we aren't caught up, but we've been watching DC's Legends of Tomorrow.
Yes.
We've got like one or two episodes left from that.
But the... you know, the Wild West episode, Old West episode.
Yeah, right, the Jonah, yeah, Hex, Jonah episode. Hex.
Thank that you for great. Doing Jonah Hex correctly. That's how you do it, Hollywood.
And I was like, why doesn't he have magic powers? And you're like, he doesn't have magic powers.
That was the greatest thing in the world.
Powers.
Everybody seen Jonah Hex movie?
Nope.
Really? Good, good. So she's, and he has this power where he can like see how people died or whatever. He gets like these psychic vision. And I'm like, what?
No, she's he brings him back
for a moment. Yeah, that's right. And they talk. And she's like, well, what? Is that not his powers? I'm like, no, it's not. She's like, what is? Like being a pissed off bounty hunter. That's his power.
Shooting people.
Shooting people. Power. Being an ornery bastard is his power. So
looking like he ate too much hot pizza on one side of his face.
they got that. They did. Assuming. A little more aggressive than I thought network TV would do.
Nice.
Yeah. Because they had the flap of skin over the teeth on the one side. I didn't think they would actually do that. But yeah.
See, normally you got to go to Walking Dead to see cool stuff like that.
Is that a segue?
No.
Good.
Because we already talked about The Walking Dead.
We did.
It hasn't been on since the last time we've had a show.
No. No, it hasn't.
Nope. And you I reserve the right to chime in later, but that has been my Geeky Week.
Yo, Saucy.
I haven't really been doing a whole lot of, like, geeky things, per se.
Okay, well, then, Rich.
That was done.
You're a garden geek.
Yeah, I've been doing a lot of spring gardening. I'm being crushed by trying to do too much at one time. First year doing a garden by myself, I had to have a 2020 with everything in it.
See, I was going to make a Hugh Downs joke, but I've already burned enough goodwill.
Other than that, I've been trying to keep caught up on Life Below Zero and Primal Survivor. Bates Motel. We're completely caught up with that.
Yeah, we are. Everything else has gone on hold because Bates Motel is just
first priority.
So good.
So the question is, if somebody tries to contact you while you're watching that, do you tell them to go away, you're baiting? What, nobody's seen Idiocracy? Okay.
Well, we have, but...
Well, he's at like expert level, so
well, that's
he's
because that used to be a comedy and not a documentary. So it's scaring people now when you bring it up.
He's talking about the news
now because now everybody realizes that Jackass was really Ow My Balls Mach 1. So yeah. Everybody's a little worried. But no, Bates Motel.
There is someone walking around with a Brondo shirt on today.
Nice.
Okay. Well, I've got to get
the thirst mutilator.
But Bates Motel, if you're fans at all, this show has to be ending soon. Because too many people know now about Norman, and a lot of people have to die so we can reach the point in the movie where no one has any idea and thinks he's just a nice
normal man.
Because
that's the thing about a prequel is it eventually has to get to the point of
the story. Yeah, I know how it has to end.
Have you seen the Batman movies? Everybody seems to know who the hell Batman is. Alfred invites them in and gives them tea, whether they're good or bad. At least when it's the women, you can imagine, like, I just want you to get laid, Master Wayne. And he's hoping that that'll happen. It'll be therapy for him. He'll put the cape and cowl away. But no, even invited friggin' Two-Face and Riddler is Halloween costume.
Your inappropriate Alfred reference made me think, Doug, Gotham is also on our list. We've been watching Gotham.
Although we're behind on Gotham.
We're behind on Gotham, yeah.
I actually think I'm caught up in Gotham.
Are you?
I'm either caught up or one behind.
Okay. Plain and simple. Because I've taken a lot of flack for my defense of Batman Superman. Let me explain something. If you can enjoy the insanity that is Gotham, you have to be able to understand multiverse, and if so, you know Batman Superman is a live-action animated DC film, and so it's all fine. But Gotham is the craziest, most non-continuity-making sense thing in the world, and it is so much fun. It is so ridiculous. This James Gordon has got to be... Well, he's not a dirty cop per se, but wow.
He is, but he isn't.
He's walking that line hardcore.
Well, I mean, he's not walking murdered.
Walking
execution style and threw him into the river.
Dirty cop, I think so.
Kinda.
He's making a lot of connections with the mob, though.
Was it?
He's making a lot of connections with the mob.
Well, Penguin.
Right, but then you got. You guys haven't got. I don't want to say anything.
Yeah.
You guys aren't.
Spoilers.
At this point, come on.
But no, in general,
the mob in Gotham?
James Gordon is supposed to be the good guy.
He's what? He's a Tennessee tuxedo?
It's Chili Willy. He's a jackass penguin.
Okay, Gordon.
No. Mr. Tennessee, we're going to stop the Batman tonight.
Shut up, Chumley. Wow. But, I haven't drank today other than, like, well, this is a throwback, so it's real sugar. So it's real thank sugar. You. Thank
we're, what, five behind in Damien? Is it four or five?
Four or five, I don't know. It's a good, it's a damn good show, but every week the choice comes to, do we try to catch up on Damien, or do we stay current with Bates Motel? And I have to say, Freddie Highmore is amazing in Bates Motel.
It is.
I have to.
Pretty excellent. I finished Daredevil. I'm the only one in my household that has finished Daredevil and Jessica Jones.
What?
You notice that there's a child?
Yeah. We're really busy.
We all have different schedules now, so there's no time where, like, all of us are sitting there and watching TV all together because somebody's at work or somebody's giving
So Crystal just volunteered to babysit so we can catch up.
Hey, look, I'm halfway through Jessica
Jones.
We're
going to need you next week, Tuesday through... We'll let you know.
As of right now,
we'll let you know.
As of this moment right now, this is the most time the three of us have spent together in one place in months because our schedules are so completely different. Because I've got the day job and the night job 4 nights a week, and then I stop the night job the night he starts doing the night job, and it's calamity. It's cats
but
and dogs.
But we think that we have figured out a way to get the GRD weekly a little bit more weekly.
Yes.
It was getting to be GRD monthly for a while. So.
We have figured out a plan, and it involves nap times and us not taking them. So yes, we have a plan.
Y'all lucky people now.
Well, what if you just recorded segments throughout the week or the day and then put it all together?
You got to keep that flow. You know that magic? This? We couldn't stop this and pick it up later. Well, you
not
and
gonna,
I could.
Yeah. I'm not going to exactly say that's not what we are doing, Rich.
But through the magic of editing.
Can't confirm.
We don't do no posts. Especially not with this one. Man, I hope that works. Really, I do.
Hey, you better be recording.
I believe.
Are you speaking to the H2 as if it is a sentient person?
Computer.
We do absolutely no
it's
editing.
Got, like,
and that's
okay,
when the guy walked into the room and
four,
it was on fire.
Four different like mics in it and all these
there
like
four
stuff.
Four lights.
There are four mics in that one little bit.
There are four mics!
There's so many like red lights on it.
Yeah, see? So like it is almost a sentient being.
But see, on my Zoom, it's when the red light is flashing is when it works. When it's just on like that, that means it's paused.
I'm afraid I can't do that.
Somebody could look at it and see if it's...
Do we have a timer going on there? Oh my God, she's picking up the audience. How does it feel out there? You're moving around.
Is the timer moving?
Yeah, well, they're level.
Yes. Wait, yes, it just
the numbers are going up?
Yes. It just went from 2329 to 2330.
The tricky thing with audio... is the red light means record and not stop like it does everywhere else in the world.
It must frustrate Joseph Gordon-Levitt so much.
Oh, it bothers the hell out of him.
One person.
There you go. There you go.
Do me that one.
But,
oh, yeah, you got stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I sorry. Think that's it.
Okay.
I think that's all I've done this week.
All right. You got anything?
Yeah, I do. I got to pull up my notes. So I did watch Game of Thrones. I am not caught up on many things, but definitely caught up on Game of Thrones.
The internet will spoil it for you. Like, it's almost impossible to find it.
Well, the thing is that in my week, I had two burlesque shows to MC last week. One of them was on Sunday, which was just cruel, because by the time I got home, didn't get a chance to watch Game of Thrones. So when I host trivia on Mondays and Tuesdays, you know, I stayed completely off social media. So basically, I threw out a question on the Facebook for the folks to get extra points when they came in as a way to support all the folks who come out to support me each and every week. I told them that if what they need to do is to give a fake spoiler for Game of Thrones, since I wasn't going to be able to watch it until Wednesday. And I told them that they had to give me a fake Game of Thrones spoiler, and they would get 5 points. If it turns out it was a real spoiler, they would get negative 500 points every week. The most points you can typically get is like 212. So fortunately, I wasn't spoiled, but I did hear a lot of really, really good ones, a few offensive ones.
that I won't get into, but also I've been playing, been trying to play Minecraft all week, but my favorite server, the one that I play with the kids, has been down, which has bummed me out because I love that stupid show, or stupid game. Also, I was planning for the new Nerdvana show. Nerdvana is a nerd geek themed burlesque show that I MC and help run. And we are doing our Animazing 2, The Return of the Otaku show, which is right before Animazement. So if you happen to be in Raleigh, North Carolina,
Thursday,
I know, I'm a fan of it, I live there.
Will there be tentacles?
Oh, there will be a lot of tentacles. Actually, strangely enough, there have been way too many tentacles all week. The two burlesque shows that I did MC last week featured Cthulhu-themed shows. One of them had a rather phallic tentacle placed in a rather phallic place that had an adorable little squeaky horn on the head. and then, of course,
wigga wigga or awooga. Which one?
It was kind of a mixture of the two, oddly enough.
And I would just like to note for the record that I now have a new intro for the Flintstress because she said, will there be tentacles involved?
Exactly. And the last thing is watched Ant-Man finally in preparation for Civil War.
Good movie.
I was so disappointed by Age of Ultron that I was just I need to take a break for a little while.
It's on HBO too.
Now, Age of Ultron gets better the second viewing, but
because you know which parts you can sort of not pay attention to.
Yeah, I know exactly when the bathroom breaks to get more popcorn.
Yep.
But with Ant-Man, it was delightful. And and in preparation for Civil War coming up.
Yes.
Which I am super stoked for.
Because, what's so civil about war anyway?
Well, we know it's not good for anything.
Right? No.
Jackie Chan taught us that.
God. We don't need no Civil War. Hey.
So that's been my
what we
sweet
got time here is radio to communicate.
Serious, what have you been doing, Geeky, lately?
Besides quoting Guns N' Roses songs?
Yeah.
Let's see. Caught up on Gotham. I don't know how far you guys have gotten in, but
Just try it. We'll
see. Paul Rubens on the show as Penguin's dad.
I'm so happy.
Yeah, but something I forgot until I was watching a Batman thing on YouTube is I totally forgot he was in Batman Returns.
That's why I loved it. I was like, oh my god!
But I was
who played his mom in Batman Returns?
Your mom?
Raven Simone
played his mom in Batman Returns.
Wait, really?
No!
I don't know.
She was a zygote when that movie came out.
Well, I probably haven't even seen the movie you're talking about. Anyway.
unless I completely lost my mind, isn't it? Wasn't it Carol Kane? Wasn't it his mom?
Yes.
So his parents are the same in Batman Returns. Yeah.
See, still, and you're trying to bring in all this multiverse thing.
Yes,
right.
That's what they're doing. DC has realized that instead of trying to make, because I love you, Marvel, I do. You've had some misfires, let's be honest, and I love what's going on. But let's be honest, after Infinity War, How are you going to keep that big tentpole franchise going? It's going to weigh itself down. What DC is like is we can tell any story from any universe we want. We've got this. We can do this.
We're going to piss off some people regardless, but we'll just play multiverse.
I can tell you how they're going to keep it going. They're just going to have 2.5 hours of Doctor Strange and Loki making out.
I'm okay with that.
Really, Diane Salinger.
Who's Diane Salinger?
Play Penguin's mom.
Really?
Yeah, Diane Salinger.
Not Raven?
Not Raven Simone?
Man.
Yep. Are you sure it wasn't Lisa Bonet?
That's so Diane Salinger.
She's going to show me the pictures. No, that's not Lisa Bonet.
No, that looks more like Theo. Wish you could have pulled his name.
Man, what ever happened to Cockroach?
Oh, man. He's probably hanging out with Jazzy Jeff. That's
forgot the subject.
Well, Carol Kane, she was recently on an episode of Crowded, which is one of my absolute favorite, favorite sitcoms that's on television.
It's hard to see her, though.
It's the one, well, she's only in one episode.
No, because it's Crowded.
Because it's Crowded.
I see what you did.
I had to explain it to you.
It's a sitcom with Patrick Warburton and Stacey Keach, I'm sorry, we realized that we just completely taken over your segment. We're not used to having an interesting guest.
We're not.
That's the problem.
Just
tune in next week for. but back to Gotham. Like, did you guys see the Mr. Freeze episode?
Yeah.
Yes.
The fan service where he turns around, he's walking on the pharmacist, blows it up, and he's like, "I'll be back." That was great.
I have got to see season two clearly.
Yeah, and they've just decided. we're doing it. We're just going. So
with that in mind, I was really hoping with Paul Rubens being on that we'd get a spleen reference.
Or maybe.
So that would be
good. You've got like.
So, what else? We finished Daredevil.
Noise.
Season 2. Yeah, so
me too.
That was awesome. Noise. I love it. I love it that her and Jessica Jones, and they know that the Avengers exist. I love Marvel is, and I also watched S.H.I.E.L.D. too. I've caught up on that.
Well, I'm so behind on S.H.I.E.L.D.
I've heard that they pulled Inhumans out of the lineup.
They did.
So what I'm hoping is that since S.H.I.E.L.D.'s already going down this road, is that the Inhumans just going to absorb
it? I wondered what movie story they were going to tell. I'm like, well, they're doing it here.
Right.
So yeah. What are they? Okay.
Yeah, tell they become super friends, I would imagine. Oh. When all powers come out.
No, it's they're doing another one. On Netflix.
Luke Cage, right? Punisher.
Punisher's getting his own show, too.
Oh, is he?
They're doing
his
own. Nice.
Yeah, Shane from The
Walking
Dead.
You know, just keep it coming.
Yeah, which is what I said.
They're not putting
the first episode
other stuff up, so they might do some original content.
One day we're going to get, like, you know, all the very obscure characters, and I'm very happy for that.
Well, I'm just stoked that the Tick's coming back.
It waters shit down.
But what about those words... grounded in reality, that gritty reality.
Yeah, but it's Peter Serafinowicz, so if anybody can pull it off, it'd be him.
Because
I say that pretty much every day.
I don't know if you read the Tick comics, but the Tick comics did try to read like Frank Miller until the absolute silly happened.
Yeah.
So if this show can walk that balance, that will be amazing.
Ben Edlin is the EP, so he's the creator of the Tick, so he'll make sure it's on the he'll make sure it's good.
He's got to believe. What else on your list, Joe?
Arrow caught up on that.
Yeah.
We caught up on Arrow?
Yeah.
Oh, we're caught up on Arrow.
Flash. I'm not yet. No spoilers. I'm a jerk.
Flash and then just pretty much questioning life and trying to get back into Fear of the Walking Dead.
It's sitting on the DVR.
I like two episodes.
I got through the first season. I'm like, oh. No, but like you feel like you kind of have to watch it.
The dad is super whiny and just like
really dad is the stupidest character on television.
Oh, I agree. Then, totally agree.
Yes.
Well,
totally.
It's focused on the most boring part of the zombie apocalypse where they're figuring out what to do.
The kid's not nearly resourceful enough to be that much.
Honestly, I don't know if anybody watches it. I think, honestly, out of the whole core group that we follow, the only one that would legitimately be surviving right now would be the mom.
Yeah.
Well, the mom, Nick, maybe, but definitely the guy who owns the boat, which I could just watch that guy on anything. He's fantastic.
Yeah, I know.
He was great on Lucifer. Oh, he was good on Lucifer. That was the other part.
That was a great show.
That's an awesome show.
What? See, okay, we only watched the first episode of Lucifer. Maybe we need to give it another shot.
Uh-huh.
But I just wasn't...
Yes.
It seemed like a buddy comedy. I don't know.
The first episode is so boringly banal.
I couldn't even start it.
Pedestrian and pedantic.
Going on. Just doing like another show? No, I'm sorry.
Stick with it. Look, just take a break. Tom Ellis is so ridiculously charming.
The only thing I have when people say that, well, you gotta keep going. And I hate to make this comparison, but I have to. I read Twilight, and it's not a love story. It's not. It's good for 50 pages. It's not. And then people keep saying, "Oh, we have to read the rest of them." I shouldn't have to read the second book for the first book to be good. How many episodes of Lucifer do I need for me to go, "Oh my God, I get it"? How many? Tell me, Crystal.
I'd say three, maybe.
Three can't see the magic number?
Probably give it three.
I feel like that's one too many.
Do you like Star
Trek? I feel like the show has two episodes, and they can't make it work in two episodes, and why?
I would agree with
why
that.
Why do I have to add something else to
Do you like Star Trek The
like?
Next Generation?
I like Star Trek The Next Generation.
The first three seasons
It's not even fun anymore. It's like...
You have to wait for Riker to get the beard and them to get out of the spandex.
TV's become... He's got the beard in season two.
Oh, it sucks now, so it's the radical about it. And go a different way and then get an audience, right?
Welcome to We're Gonna Talk Amongst Ourselves. Thank you for being here.
You guys have been doing it all new.
Yes, but they expect it from us. They expect you guys to be professional. They know we're just, you know, charlatans.
Oh, the hell with it.
Okay.
Well, Twilight does make good kindling. So, I mean...
You know what? I enjoyed all of those books. I was on morphine. All of those books.
That's a hell of a proviso.
I enjoyed certain characters.
I can't help
books.
It. I mean,
you got anything else you list there, bro?
It's pretty much it for the TV shows, and been working on music a lot.
All right. Voice. So, about the only thing I could say of any geek that I've been doing lately is playing a bunch of the Twilight Princess Picross on my 3DS. Because the new Miitomo and
which sounds like I don't know. It's just weird to hear you say that, but okay, sure. Okay.
There's too many words.
Ladies, he's taken.
So if you're here and you have the Matomo app, and if you're like me and need to do the face-to-face for the extra points, by all means, I know I'm speaking in code. But Picross is a game that I've known has existed for decades because they had it on the original Game Boy, even. They had a Mario Picross. And I never played one. So I was like, this, I've got to give it a try. And if you ever played, you know, a bunch of my mom called them the word problem books, you know, with all the various puzzles and whatever, it's a logic problem. So the easy version, imagine a 5x5 grid. Every row, every column has numbers on it. So, for instance, easy, if it has 5, that row, all 5 boxes are filled in because you're unveiling pictures. So you have to line this up as a logic problem. It's incredible. It's amazing how ridiculously addictive it is, and the fact that it absolutely makes sense. If you look at it, you can solve it every single time. You have to work the problem. And being able to take something apart and completely understand how it works isn't something I don't get enough of in life, so I really do appreciate that. So yeah! Woo! That's my thing. And then, you know, getting ready for this con, and Jet's here! Woo!
Jet!
Yay! Jet. If anybody wants us to cheer for you, you just have to walk out and then walk back in.
Yeah, so that's what we'll
just
do.
Make sure we know who you are, because it's really hard to cheer when you're like, it's that person!
Oh,
yeah!
No, actually, what we should do, everybody who's already walked in, we should give them a chance to cheer for themselves. So everybody on count of three, cheer with your name. Okay, ready? 1, 2, 3. Now it's our turn. We're going to say their name. Okay, ready? 1, 2, 3.
Cool. It's better as you guys. And you just got really? That one breath, one, like, two words.
I was cheering for
you. Oh, I thought you had something to say.
No,
so this is normally when we do our mail segment, but our mail is a voicemail from T. Morris. And because we got a late start because of problems with goofy stuff, and the wonderful Alex helped make things work so we could get something happening. Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. Basically, because it's a voicemail from T. Morris, I no longer have time to play it.
It's so that'll be 18 minutes long.
We only have a half hour left in the show.
So I don't know what that means.
So if you sit back and you relax for just a moment, we're going to take a breath. I'm going to hit some more Mountain Dew throwback. And then there's the opportunity for prizes coming right up on our next Series Weekly episode. Anybody got the slightest idea?
266.
Somewhere between 1 and
274.
42.
Bingo. I'll tell you when we get back. How's that?
We're not right. We never.
Welcome to GRD. Glad to post.
Okay, you know what it's like. You're flicking through Amazon or the local DVD shop when suddenly you discover a film that you haven't seen in years, but which you remember as being legendary. A purchase is hastily made, you invite friends over, make popcorn, and settle down to watch this classic. But then it becomes apparent that your mind has double-crossed you, and that this film is frankly awful. Soon your friends have deserted you, your boss says he has to let you go, and even your dog won't come when you call. How did it go so wrong? Well, in the interests of public harmony, a new podcast, I Saw That Years Ago, sets out to watch the old films that your memory has convinced you are brilliant, but which in reality could be anything but. So join me, your host Martin Darkley, and my compatriot, Gentleman Joe, as we watch the old films so you don't have to. Find us at www.isawthatyearsago.com or on iTunes.
Hi, this is Sean Marr, and you're listening to Geek Radio Daily. I don't know why.
You fear me. I can see it in your eyes. You're frightened what I might become.
Frightened that you will not become what you are destined to become.
Ha! A half moon, where the dark and the light meet each other in the middle.
Oh, it's so great having you back home again.
Yeah.
You mustn't think of what is yet to be.
What you watching?
Game of Thrones.
Oh, I've been meaning to watch that. Mind if I join you?
No, not at all.
Think of now.
So who are
you? I love you, Mother.
I'm gonna make some popcorn.
Okay.
The air coldens with the talk of war.
The air is war, Mother. We walk through war with every step.
Did you want a soda or anything?
No, I'm good. Thank you, though.
Okay.
Many men before you have become blinded by their own bloodlust.
How do you like it?
What? Mom?
Your popcorn. Salty, not salty.
Oh, it's both.
Okay.
You talked to me of bloodlust when it was...
Forgot what I was going to say. Be right back.
I will return, my love.
Welcome back to JD's Week, episode 266. When you see this in the feed, that's going to make a lot more sense that you can hear it. Oh, wow, everything died. That's fantastic. Yeah!
Wait, did the whole thing die or just the...
The whole thing, well...
No, because we're getting levels there.
Yeah, there's something wrong with the board. Yeah, we're going to, you know, we're going to pass the hat in a little bit so we can do a new board because, wow, things have gone incredibly wonky.
No. Actually, me tapping on it broke it again.
Yeah, did it?
Oh, there it is. It's back up. Hold on, don't... Oh, it went away.
The sound, though. You need the sound from over there.
There we go. Okay.
Oh, well.
If it's what I think it is, I have to do it.
It's got magic!
Okay, there it is.
Rewire it again.
Well, I'm going to push a button that people can't hear, and that's fantastic because it's time to play a game.
It's time to play the multiverse's favorite guessing game. Do you know the truth when you hear it?
Sure.
Can you spot a lie?
Oh, hell no.
Play along with the GRD crew as they decide.
Sure. No.
Or oh hell no.
I'm trying to remember in my head how long they actually talk to me. It doesn't matter. I'll fix it in post. Ha ha! Sure we will. So we're gonna play our fun game. It's called Show Enough or Oh Hell No. Our fantastic guest at the end, DJ, singer, dancer, artiste,
giant.
He's a giant.
Actor.
Everybody knows.
Actor, chef, and a parkour artist.
Don't forget Turkish hand parkour. Model.
Turkish hand model.
Turkish
fantastic.
Hand model.
He will be sharing some true facts with us today, and we, the esteemed panelists, will have to determine which ones of those will be true. Show enough. Or not.
Show enough.
Oh, hell no.
Oh,
so,
hell
since there are prizes.
No.
How do you want to pick people? I put you in charge. Go.
Okay, and I forgot to even, like, bring a pencil.
It doesn't matter.
So we'll
we're running out of time.
Here,
okay, so who wants to play with Saucy? Raise your hand if you would like to play with Saucy. Frank, you play with Saucy. Who would like
Frank
to play with Huntress? Crystal, okay?
Frank
who would like to
man.
Play with Rich?
The
are
world.
You playing, Rich?
Okay. Yes,
yes,
he is.
Who's playing with Rich? He could win. No one has any confidence in you at all.
Alex.
And who would like to play with the wonderful Billy Flynn? Chris. Okay.
Woo!
And so he's going to read his fact, and then we're going to decide if we think it's true or not. And go.
All right.
Write on a paper towel.
So,
no, I'm fine.
Has Rush always been my favorite band?
Oh, hell no.
Hell
show
no.
Enough, show enough. Show enough.
Hell no.
Oh,
what?
Hell no.
Kiss was my original. Kiss was my original as a kid. Enough to where I even went out on the road as a roadie for a tribute band.
Nice.
For a couple years.
And that's how you met Ruby? Okay, no, keep going.
So during my travels, I have had dinner with a member of KISS.
Show enough.
Show enough.
Show enough. You said hell no?
I don't know.
All right.
Show enough.
Show enough!
There we go.
It was actually pizza with Eric Singer, who
doesn't
is
matter.
Who is now the who's portraying Peter Criss.
Don't be so
it doesn't. Okay, and I'll tell you why. It doesn't matter because I could get them all right, and then Flynn gets the last one right, and he gets the 5 points that the last one's
maybe
worth, so he wins.
Maybe it will be different this time.
Oh, no. Stop following the point.
How can you be better about this game? Let me show you. Okay, take this one.
5 minutes. Keep going.
All right. I have dinner with a member of Motley Crue.
Oh, hell no.
Show enough. Hell no.
Oh,
it was actually, I went to a strip club.
What did
you say?
I said I got
that's
one.
Pretty Motley.
Yeah, I went to a strip club with John Corabi, who was Vince Neil's replacement. All right. I have shadow casted every character in the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Show enough.
Hell no. Why did you not do Rocky?
Actually, no, it was actually everybody but Janet.
What?
Oh, yeah. Man, I want to see you in that outfit.
Woo, tonight.
Now's your time.
Look at that. That's kind of working. Do it.
I have shadow casted other movies. Show enough.
Show enough.
Show enough.
Oh, hell no.
Show enough.
Show enough.
There it is.
Hedwig, the Angry Inch. Clue as Mr. Green, probably one of my favorites, and then
Steel
Henry
Magnolias
Weiss and Shock Treatment.
See, I was thinking Shock Treatment. That's why
Sophie's
I was like
choice.
Sophie's choice. come see our Shadow Cafe night of the crying game.
Next week, we'll be doing Schindler's List. With puppets.
The one that I would love to do, though, actually would be Repo. That would be a fun movie to do. All right. So during my Rocky Horror casting, I have met Susan Sarandon.
Why not?
Showed up.
Oh, hell no, because I figured you would have told me by now.
Yeah. Oh, hell no. It was actually Jessica, I forget her last name, but she played the Janet in the porn parody.
Oh, cool.
The score is currently Flynn 5, Flynnsters 2, Rich 3, Softy 1.
Sorry, I'm going to get the last one. I'm going to get those 5 points and win the whole thing.
Yeah, he's going to totally screw you out of a great prize.
I have had an encounter with a Blues Brother, a Ghostbuster, and Joe Friday. Oh, that's show enough.
Show enough.
Show enough.
Hell no. Two out of the three.
Show enough.
Yes, Dan Aykroyd played Joe Friday in Dragnet 87.
Yep.
In Dragnet the movie. Yep. Yeah, Tom Hanks as Pep Strebeck.
Yeah. And it was one of the weirdest encounters, too. I was living in Cleveland at the time, and times were rough, so I was working at the BP gas station. And in walks this guy, and I pay no attention to him, and I kind of look over. I'm like, oh, he kind of looks like Dan Aykroyd. But you see that, like, he kind of looks like so-and-so. And then so, like, he comes to the counter. All this stuff's on the counter, and I'm still really haven't looked at him. Great customer service, right? And and then he starts talking. I'm like, oh, wait, I know this voice. And I looked up, and I'm like, you're Dan Aykroyd. And very humble. He's like, pleased to meet you, sir. And still can't figure out what he was doing. I know there's a House of Blues in Cleveland, but he was, like, 25 miles
outside. Did he visit the restroom?
No, he bought beer, actually.
Well, there you go. Now you know what he's doing.
He was thirsty and dehydrated.
I guess. But it was so great. Like, I really wanted to, like, fanboy. Like, I know who you are, but I didn't. And so.
All right, so we have time for one more. Pick your very best one. Right, and this one is worth 10 points.
Wow! So the rest of them didn't matter at all. We could have done this, and it would have been fine.
Wait, Saucy, that's because if it was 5 points and you got it right, you still wouldn't win.
Welcome to the special Saucy Has a Slight Chance to Win episode.
All right, last one. One of my greatest moments, for those of you who know, I did online radio years ago. One of my greatest moments in radio comes from four different forest animals.
It comes from four what?
What? You have weird groupies in online radio.
I understand every word you just said, but not in that order.
I need you to restate what you just said.
One of my greatest moments in radio comes from four different forest animals. Oh, show enough.
Show enough.
If he's like, no, it's actually three.
Oh, hell no.
Magic number.
Show enough.
Showed up.
Back in
2010, on an online radio station, I hosted a show called The Geeks Come Out at Night.
Right.
And one of the shows was writer, director, and actor Larry Blydenmeyer, who did the Lost Skeleton and Cadaver movies.
Nice.
And at the very end, I'm wrapping up the show. I'm like, tune in next week for, you know, my guest star, blah, blah, blah. And he breaks in, and he's like, wait, Jennifer's here. Do you want to speak to her? Which is his wife, who plays Annabella, who was created from four different forest animals. And breaks in, and she's as nervous talking to me as I am to her. And well, she's and I'm like geeking out at this point. And she's like, do you want to speak to Annabella? I'm like, yes. And she's like, hold on, let me get her for her. And she's like, rawr. And and the best way to explain it, and I say this, and thankfully somebody YouTubed this, so there is YouTube footage of this. The best way to explain it, if you ever seen the end skit of a Kentucky Fried Movie where the couple and the news are watching the couple, and at the very end he's like, and he's all flustered with the paper, and that was me. And it was the most beautiful moment and one of my crown achievements. So
the popcorn you're eating has been pissed in.
I'm not wearing it in pants.
So Flynn is the winner. But everyone will get to win a prize if you were playing, and here's how it will work. After the show has wrapped, Flynn's winner will get to pick first. Whoever was playing with Podcasting's Rich Siegfried will get to pick second, and Saucy
you're in third?
Pick third, nice. And I lost. So sorry about that. We were playing with me, but you still do get to pick a prize. You just get the fourth pick.
And not only that, but DJ Mix Master Supreme over here also has prizes for you as well for everyone to play.
I got one. I got four CDs. It's 12 hours.
12 hours.
Some of my archive mix shows, which are 1 hour each. So there's 12. There's 12 MP3 files.
And since we're at the very end of the show and out of time, and we're horrible at doing this, why don't you tell everybody who you are and what you do?
Hi, I'm Syrinx.
And we're out of time.
I'm Syrinx. I'm actually the musical director and of Mysticon, and also the cast director of Mysticon's Rocky Horror Shadowcast,
which was awesome.
Actually, tonight we have a panel at 10 called "Let's Do the Time Warp Again."
Hey,
which I think
in
really,
the morning
tonight.
Tonight, okay.
Sorry.
I'm on that panel.
And so is Rich.
Oh, yeah. Oh, so. Get the band back together.
Yeah. So I also do, I used to do mix shows, but I still do remixes. I just had a newest one on the Gossicles album. And then I also do my own remixes just for my own fun. And I did one of Tim Curry's I Do the Rock. And that's my latest release.
Where can people find your stuff?
I have cards with my website, but I'm all over SoundCloud and Mixcrate and all those places.
Because if you're doing any kind of project and you need some kind of music done of any variety, you should talk to this gentleman because incredibly, someone knows. That or she enjoyed the sound of my voice.
Like your hardware doesn't work randomly. You can't get to your podcast site, but you can get to every other site ever created, and other people can get to.
And apparently,
I
help fix internet issues on the site.
Indeed.
Our internet was working. You could bring up any page you wanted to, except for Geek Radio
you
Daily.
You couldn't bring up our page.
It was like, no, you can't
our
go here. Something's wrong.
Show notes. Nothing. Every other website in the world. And trust me, he tried, and the NSA visited us. So.
Bastards.
But no. So, everyone who was here, thank you for being here. Folks that we know
being here
and remember.
At RavenCon.
Folks that just decided to try it. Thank you. Places, so thank you for being here. Have a hell of a lot of fun. And again, find this man because he also will mix you a mean ass drink. That's what I'm saying.
That's true.
GRD is a free content distribution, not commercial, not commercial, 3.0 license. Come check us out on Facebook and on Twitter and stop by the website at geekradiodaily.com. Pick yourself up the app. It's always a good time. The app has a bell on it. It's got the bell. It's fantastic. If you like, drop us a note at podcast@geekradiodaily.com or send a voicemail to
510-252.
Wait,
I'm sorry,
the
sexy guest has to do the sexy voice with us,
right? So, yeah, do it.
510-252. Woo! So have a fantastic Raven Guardian, everybody! Woo! I wonder if they shoot the skin. Why is it doing the flickery light?
Okay,
I have to catch a smoke really, really quickly, and then I'll be back.
Wait, it's a big
crash. That's cool.
Hey, sport, what you watching?
It's a game of
my son.
Oh, god damn it.
You like this show?
I don't know.
There's my two favorite boys.
Enough! I mustn't delight in my parents' moist embrace all night.
What of the throne?
Hey, Murphy. Come here, boy. Come here, Murphy. Come on. Hey, Murphy.
Oh, look, a direwolf.
Okay, good night. Wet dreams. Sweet dreams.